Welcome to the MassCast from podcast.shapelessmass.com. Oh, for the love of God, my anus is bleeding.
Are you ready, boys?
Yeah, braced and ready.
Here we go.
Do it.
And then you hear this sound.
You get cut off.
Number 47, which is podcast number 47. I'm Sir Miller Pierce.
I'm EBA.
I'm Ed
Bartley.
This is Ed Bartley.
And then there's also this Amber person you brought along.
Yeah, I'm just here for the fun of it.
She's an assistant producer on the show.
She's the unofficial. There's 2.5 of us.
But I'm that little half that makes the difference.
Yes. What was it? There's no small folks and small actors.
There's no small parts, just small actor bits.
Are you feeling the love?
Bits and pieces.
Yay! So, anyway, you can check us out online at podcast.shapelessmass.com and check me out at shapelessmass.com. Check Mr. Cruz out at
shapelessmass.com.
That's right.
You can find me there, actually.
Email us with this thing right here.
Please remember to send all email, all hate mail, and all comments to ebaofvn@gmail.com and sirmildredpierce@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
So you want to hear from, what do you want to hear?
Piper Valley from Bjork.
Wow, she came prepared.
It is on the dumb bag.
Yes.
Definitely.
So Piper Valley by Bjork.
Piper Valley by Bjork. That's my driving to work. I sing that on the way to work.
I don't have the original version. I've got Over the Edge mix and MTV Unplugged. Because I probably didn't like the original song. So, do you want to hear the original song, or do you want to hear one of those two versions of it?
The remix.
Okay, we're going to the Over the Edge version of Hyper Power. This song's called Erotic.
Erotiki.
Erotiki.
I think you can take the whole soundtrack. There's actually a soundtrack.
What is
from
that
a
soundtrack?
It's a soundtrack from a movie.
Well, thanks for bringing that up. What movie?
The movie is called All About Lily Chow Chow.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. I've never seen it, but I have it downloaded. I'm ready to watch it.
You need to see I'm a Cyborg, But I'm Okay. That was nice, too.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, that one was a really weird thing.
You guys need to see the prestige, so there you
yeah.
go.
So, you not me, yeah.
Well, we have three sponsors this week.
Here.
One of them is the is a collection of chocolate-covered peanuts and raisins. It's just no one seems to have resisted thus far. We have Koala's March Chocolate Cream Cookie.
I've had those.
Oh, you've had these before?
Yeah.
I never had them before.
Did you get them?
That's a first. I don't think we've ever had a sponsor where, like, I guess maybe the monkey farts.
Yes, yes, the monkey farts were awesome. This is the best candle I've ever had.
I got some of these at...
You had Monkey Farts candles?
The name of the scent for the candle was Monkey Farts, and it was chocolate, and it smelled like chocolate and bananas.
These are
where they get them.
Cookies really very nice. Chocolate cream filling.
And they're made in China.
Yeah, and they've got actual, like, you know...
Pictures on
kanji
them.
Kanji on them somewhere.
Kanji!
Or maybe I'm just crazy. Maybe I'm hallucinating. They look like they should. The box says they're crunchy, delicious.
They are pretty cool. I do like them. They have that distinct Chinese candy taste to them. Where I think they use some different ingredients than we do. They just kind of have a different...
Wine.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to be bad compared to the gummy and the ice cream. I thought for sure would probably be bad.
That was the cool thing about it. Don't forget to look at them every time because the picture on them is different every time.
Oh, it is.
They're feeling something different every time.
Yeah.
It tastes like the Pockies I had with my coffee tonight. Mm-hmm.
These are okay.
They taste like Pockies?
I think kids like
Pockies.
Yeah.
They're very cheap, too. This is just okay.
They also have them in strawberry, I think.
And vanilla.
I only saw the chocolate. But the fact that it said chocolate cream gave me the impression there would be other flavors.
Yeah.
Well, if I had to rate them out of 1 through 10, I'd probably give them about 5.
I'd give them a 6.
Gummy ice cream ranking about a 1.
I'd give them 6 because they're they're important, and you don't see Chinese candies very often.
In South Carolina.
You can feel the fat and the cream in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
You look at the 9 grams fat out of every 30 grams. Like one third fat. You feel it on your tongue.
You're right. I didn't think about that. You're right.
It's like lard. Chocolate mixed with lard.
No, soy oil.
Ah, soy oil. May contain peanuts and tree nuts.
Peanuts and what?
Tree nuts.
What are tree nuts?
They have
pine nuts
from the tree. The one chingy tree they have in China.
Zombie, pirate, ninja, robot, monkey news. Film at 11.
All the news that I have is very current.
Okay.
No, it's just out of date.
Well, drop that shit, homie.
All right. We got some Japanese robots walks like a monkey.
Oh, so we're combining again.
Yeah, definitely the what we're always shooting for. It may walk like a Japanese robot, but it's speaking like a monkey in the United States. Japanese and U.S. researchers said Wednesday they have created a humanoid robot that acts according to the brain activity of a monkey all the way across the Pacific. Okay.
That's a misplaced modifier.
Which part?
Acts like a monkey all the way across the Pacific?
Yeah.
No, it acts according to the brain activity of a monkey all the way across the Pacific.
Oh, okay.
The monkey is actually across the Pacific.
Oh, so it's being controlled by the brain of the monkey.
Researchers said the robot was responding to the cortical brain activity of a monkey that was walking attached to wires on a treadmill at Duke University in North Carolina. The signal was sent via internet. Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
It's just the beginning of the robot monkey uprising.
So what is John going to do about that?
John Byrne?
Yeah. Dracula, what's he going to do?
I have a sneaky suspicion he's going to be one of the turncoats. He's going to be in with the robot monkeys.
This is a very, very elaborate murder plot where if he didn't like someone, he was going to use a warehouse full of monkeys killed him.
Well, we should.
There's more to it than that. But
he was going
to
have a warehouse full of monkeys.
You need to know right there. Like the warehouse full of monkeys. The person stripped naked and put in this thing, and all they have was a crowbar.
What was he going to starve them or
oh,
something?
The monkeys are shot up with what? Was it LSD or?
Viagra.
I just remember it was much like our sweatshop thing. It was very elaborate, and he pretty much had an answer for every question we could throw at him. So,
yeah, get John. We'll ask him about that next time.
Next time he's on the show.
Yeah, because I'm sure there will be more monkey robot news by then.
Yeah.
Because this is a trend that I think we're gonna, see in the long run a lot. So. Okay.
For some reason, I'm not as bothered by the idea of making robotic monkeys as I am making robotic people. Robotic monkeys sounds cute and charming.
Yeah.
Robotic people sounds creepy and like
creepy.
A monkey is going to show up and
when they make a robot baboon, it's going to have a big red ass.
That'll pop up. Yeah. Like a bunch of LED lights.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Hey, mommy, look at the robot's ass. It's all red and bright. Now it's kind of too bright. My eyes, I'm blind. Blinded by the baboon's ass.
Oh, this is a handstand.
You're probably holding it upside down.
Have you heard about the monkey hookers?
What? Where in the hell are you getting this?
From the Homo sapiens society. And the macaque, which are those snow monkeys in Japan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, the ones you always see on National Geographic Channel and stuff. Primates, of course, are eerily human, eerily similar to humans. Their hands, their smiles, their eyes, their custom of selling sex. Yes, indeed, state researchers at Singapore's Nanyang Technological University, who have for the first time documented cases of monkeys engaging in a primitive form of prostitution. And what do you suppose they're trading?
Food, I'm money? Assuming.
No, money, probably, right? Yen. No, they're trading grooming. They try to groom the females. They vie for their attention.
This sounds vaguely like just mating rituals.
Yeah.
Which when you come right down to it, essentially are pretty much prostitution.
Yeah. But
anything you're buying for another person for the express purpose of having sex with them is essentially prostitution when you come right down to it on a very moral based level.
So anyway, yeah, zombie, new Romero. Come out. Diary of the Dead. Have you heard of this yet?
No.
Yeah. It's his next installment in his whole zombie series, but he's going with a different angle.
Really?
What angle would that be?
Diary is a quasi prequel throwback and follows a group of kids documenting the first zombie outbreak. And it's going to be done with cell phones and handheld camcorders.
Oh, yeah. No.
Basically, Cloverfield.
Yeah, Blair Witch Cloverfield.
Blair Witch going on.
It's going to hurt your eyes.
Well, see, the difference is, the reason I think you need to make a distinction between Cloverfield and Blair Witch is Blair Witch, I don't think it was as much of a gimmick as it is with Cloverfield. I think there is a distinction. And I think the difference also is that Cloverfield, which I have a feeling they're probably going to do with this movie too, is it's got a ton of actual real effects that they did, computer graphics and whatnot.
Well, I think.
Whereas Blair Witch was purely just what you saw on the camera. And I think that is an important line to make for the cinema.
Well, but everything you see in Cloverfield is assumed to be done through the camera too, right?
Yeah, but the difference is that Blair Witch, they didn't put any effects in.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but I mean, as much as the Blair Witch is, is obviously going to be an influence on a movie like Cloverfield, I think, from everything that I've seen, it much more recalls 9/11.
So, you also have some ninja news, I take it? I'm sorry, go ahead.
All right. Well, we're on to pirates now. We've got some pirates down in Florida. This is a pirate radio station. Another pirate radio station shut down. And they were apparently weren't very political, but they did play a lot of music. What do you suppose the kind of music they played that got shut down?
Jimmy Buffett?
Hip-hop. It was a hip-hop pirate radio station.
What?
Down in Winter Haven, Florida. That's where my grandma used to live. And I don't...
Did she listen to a lot of hip-hop?
But I do... There was a big part of town that was...
That's her favorite radio station, wasn't it?
And it was because the lyrics were so colorful, I think.
Okay.
So there's probably a lot of hip-hop down there, so... But, the... The stations that get targeted are always either political or they play black.
Could be worse. The town my mom grew up in, that there were two food lions. There was the WFL and the NFL. And you didn't go to the NFL if you were of the Caucasian perspective.
Did they call them that, the WFL and the NFL?
The townsfolk, people in town would refer to it as, I need to go to the WFL or... You know,
what?
Avoid the NFL.
Oh, I just realized what you're... I was like west and north, and then I realized what you're actually saying.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
And must stand for ninja.
Yes, ninja!
Ninja news. Have you heard of the Staten Island Ninja?
Staten Island Ninja.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
He's a burglar. He's struck again, his 19th robbery, and his biggest yet. He breaks into mansions... Staten Island and steals jewelry, you know. But he's apparently very good at it. Yeah, as for the police, they while they believe the latest burglary was the ninja burglary, they hate the name the ninja burglar. They don't like people calling him that because it is kind of sexy. An unnamed police source has a problem with the story with the name. The original story, apparently, somebody claimed they saw the burglar wearing a ninja outfit and carrying nunchucks. So that's why apparently he's called the ninja. So
it's not because he's making ninja stuff on the scene.
Yeah, apparently dresses like a ninja. So.
That's pretty cool with the ninja stuff too. So we're gonna play a song called "Nappy Headed Ninja" by Raw Fusion.
Nappy, just like my pappy. My lips are kinda full. Smacky, a light skin complexion. I guess I'm kinda cool. I got a pool of freckles sprinkled on my face. I bet you never figured that I would make it. Now just look at the props that I get. Mom and pops, your babies come a long way. Remember the projects? North Philly, really, it was not a lengthy stay for me. I went to LA, Indies, home I roamed and people prayed for me. But now I make the pains, and here come the fakes. Run up, give them under fake grins and sending me fan shakes. I might forgive her, don't forget and won't waver. So now you wanna be deep with me? Do yourself a favor. Save it, wear out for the next chump to grab it. Cause Ronald Scarrow, Mike and Steve and David won't have it. I laugh it, the brothers back in the day said I was faking it. But now I'm on the scene with ice cream and eating cake with stick. I can't dig a pig, not even a smidgen. And I don't follow any particular type of religion. All it does is separate. Love the God that works for me, so I don't care what sect. Please forget about converting me. It can't penetrate my militant sort of viewpoint. And so I crack a 40, I might hit the joint. I'll put 7 up in a cup for my T-Ray. Especially on September 22nd, that's my B-Day. Not that tall at all, so I get shorty is my code name. Weigh about a buck and a quarter and I might just O-Change. You wish wanted me to go to war, but I would go nowhere. Cause yo, I be looking out, but I ain't trying to go there. I don't go out at all, but it's my all, I give no lesson. I guess I'm just a student, cause life is filled with questions. I'm looking for answers, the son of a panther. For those in pop radio, I'm the original Humpty Dancer. But I left the dance steps for razzle dazzle, so I can throw blows like Endo, because it has you loaded. You wanna come with that head, then I'll explode it. As long as you know that, I'm just a nappy-headed ninja. You know, I'm just a nappy-headed ninja. I'm just a nappy-headed ninja. Yeah, I'm a nappy-headed ninja. Bussing. I write rhymes, relay them to tape, and then I put it out. They get it, I choose to wear. It's kinda loose, I feel good about myself. Sure, but wealthier back when I was busting it, you play me like Genesis. What's this? You're rushing it? I'm crushing it. Dreams, schemes, all effective tense. Forget about getting my funds, you dumb dumb. I hate a pimp, I never been a trick, but I kick it like a putter and hunt you down and climb you there, cause I don't want ya. So when I flex a drop top over Nissan, you better believe I won't stop. Yo, here's the peace sign. Take it like you get it and stick it on your mantle. You don't care? Oh yeah, I tell you what, I give a damn too. Females, you come a dime a dozen. Love me, hate me, I never ever was in a position to sweat you. I gotta bend a few cheeks cause I'm a freak and I'm sneaky like a tennis shoe. Fellas, grab your girlfriends, you better lock them down. I just got off stage, I'm afraid, she's jocking now. The dog of me is out, you can tell my tail is wagging. I'm tagging all skins in the end, but I ain't bragging. I'm kinda riding on a metal trip, but we can do this, cause my crew is on some ogre fellowship. Knuckleheads, you gotta live with this. You'll be pissed, but don't rip, but insist and get dissed by nappy-headed ninja. You know, I'm just a nappy-headed ninja. Cause I'm a nappy-headed ninja. I'm a nappy-headed ninja. You know that? Yeah.
Our next sponsor is Blue Fun.
Yay!
We're all gonna revert into great school children here. Do I really need? I need to explain to the audience what this is, but I don't have to explain to y'all. These are.
Say hello to my inner child.
I don't know what the material is. It's some sort of it contains polyvinyl lead, right? It's that stuff that comes in little plastic tubes, and then little things like tubes of toothpaste, and you put the plastic tube into it, you get some of the goo on the end of it, and then you blow these balloons, and then that's pretty much the beginning and end of the experience.
That tastes pretty good.
You're not supposed to eat it.
They got different colors?
Yes.
Where did you get those from?
I got these from Kroger.
Kroger.
Although you can pretty much pick these up fucking anywhere. You can get them at the dollar store.
In the trash bin.
The rubbish bin.
There was a package in my bathroom for some reason. I didn't buy them. They just showed up. It's kind of weird.
A little paranormal activity.
What color you want?
Red, pink. Red or pink?
Red and blue.
I'm taking green.
I'm taking yellow.
What exactly is this shit made out of, though? I mean,
it's trade secret.
Let me see one of those sticks.
Yay! Oh, it's immediately deflated. Ah! Damn it.
Mine kind of looks like a deflating kidney.
I haven't messed around with this stuff since I was like... I think the last time I did, I was at a birthday party for my cousin, who's like 3 or 4 years younger than me, and I think he was like 10, so I'm at about 13 years.
This is honestly the first
time. I can tell you this much.
This is the first time for me, really, seriously. It's the first time thing.
This is the first time you've ever done this.
This is the first time I've ever done this.
What?
Seriously, I'm not joking with you guys at all.
You are so deprived.
This is awesome.
You've never actually played with this
before? I've never done this before, honestly, seriously.
Like snakes all over.
It's like a liver, or not, some sort of, that's a kidney. That's definitely a kidney. Okay, Ed's definitely got the record right now. For size. And then,
it's not the size that matters.
It's how
you use it.
With these, it's clearly the size that matters.
No.
I think I sold mine a little bit too much. I tried to use it a little bit too much to get it to blow right. Let's see. Let me try another one. Okay, I wasn't trying to say I'm perverse, Sean.
Yeah, right, whatever. Holy shit. That's like a skull. Look at that thing. It looks like a skull.
With spit in it.
Oh my god! It's got spit in it!
Yeah.
It's like a huge dollop of saliva dripping down inside it, which is pretty much like my skull.
This week's game.
This week we're doing poison or a clown. So it's either deadly poison or it's an amusing haha funny clown.
Is this clown like a real clown or like a
yes.
clown?
Real clowns. These are all, none of these are fictional.
Okay.
Well, I mean, technically, is Bozo the Clown fictional?
No, he's like a children's presenter, isn't he?
Yeah. But that's not his voice. He wasn't born. Like, you should have named him Bozo.
I mean, like from, like,
it.
You know?
Oh, I see what you're saying. These are all real clowns in the sense that they're real children's entertainers. Now, this is international. You have to keep that in mind. So they may not necessarily be, and none of them are clowns I've heard of.
Yeah.
So anyway, poison or clown. You guys ready? Remember, sure. There is one on here that is neither. Daphne.
Poison.
He says poison.
I say clown.
I don't know. It sounds like a shit. I mean, but I'm gonna go with her because she knows about poison.
Ed is correct. That is a poison.
Oh, I was wrong.
Karen Dash. KARANDASH.
Karen Dash.
Sounds like a poison. Like just needs dashes of it to kill somebody dead. Especially if the name.
Well, you said that they were international clowns too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I'm gonna go with clown on that one.
And you guys are going with poison?
I think it's gonna be clown. Say the truth.
So which are you going with? Clown.
Not bad.
I'm gonna let Amber decide.
Amber. Karen Dash.
Karen Dash. Poison.
You say poison, Ed says clown, Ed is right again. That is a clown. There we go. Moonseed.
Yeah, it's probably a poison. Sounds like a ancient.
No, that's gotta be a clown, dude.
Moon seed.
Yeah. Like, the entertainer.
So is your final answer is
Moonseed the Great.
Your final answer is clown.
Yeah.
And your final answer is poison.
Sure.
It's probably neither.
Mr. Pierce is correct. That is a poison. May apple.
I'm gonna say neither on that.
He's saying may apple is neither. What are you saying?
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh dear. I'm definitely not saying neither. That's for sure.
But he said one of them is neither.
I guess it doesn't matter which one I choose.
Well, choose something, please.
Clown.
What was it? May Apple?
The clown?
I'm gonna go with clown, actually. Sounds kind of like a germ.
So, is your final answer clown?
Or Dutch, yeah.
Okay, well, enjoy your 5 points. You were wrong. It's actually poison, but you get 5 points. Because,
yeah. Yeah, that sucks.
Or we get 4 points then.
No, you get 5 points.
Okay.
You don't lose a point from guessing.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You should play this game sometime. So, moving along, we have Drosta. D-R-O-S-T-A.
Drostamon.
Oh, that's a clown.
Yeah, I think clown.
So is clown the final answer for both teams?
It is for mine.
Drosta is correct. That is a clown, yes.
Oh, what's the Dumb score?
Dumbcane. D-U-M-B-C-A-N-E-A.
Dumbcane?
Dumbcane. The cane and dumb.
Dumbcane, that's poison.
Yeah, because you'd be dumb to eat it, you know?
So you guys
nice reasoning.
You guys are both correct. That is a poison.
Uh-huh.
Fumagalli. U-M-A space G-A-L-L-I.
Clown.
Yeah. I'm going to go with clown, too.
That is a clown. Are these two easy?
No.
Okay, cool.
He's making good guesses.
Jequirity. J-E-Q-U-I-R-I-T-Y. Jequirity.
I'm going to go with poison.
Isn't that like a band?
Maybe it's a band named after a clown.
Like virtual insanity? Virtual...
That's your miracle.
I haven't really tried it much at all.
Clown.
Jequirity is a poison.
I'm gonna win by only fire.
Cepilla.
Cepilla?
C-E-P-I-L-L-I-N.
Poison.
Poison. It's got that I in it.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with poison also.
It's a clown.
What?
Blue cheer.
I knew he was messing
up. Blue cheer. Clown.
Poison.
Heavy metal band.
Uh-huh. Oh, that was the neither.
Yep.
Verco.
V-E-R-C-O-E.
Verco.
Verco the clown.
People are like, Verco the clown. Dun 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 dun. Verco has come to amuse the children.
Okay, clown.
You're gonna have nightmares.
No, I'm gonna have to go with poison on that.
Oh, well, I just told you it's a clown. Prevet, or maybe it's purvey, I'm not sure. P-R-I-V-E-T.
Poison.
I'm thinking poison, too.
That is poison, yes. Oleg Popov.
Is that two words?
That's got to be a clown.
O-L-E-G-P-O-P-O-V.
Oleg.
I'm going to say poison. I think you're messing with us again.
You're saying clown?
Yeah.
Correct, it's a clown. Gif Blar. G-I-F-B-L-A-A-R.
Is that two words?
Yes.
Gif Blar. Because last time I played, I learned that poisons don't have first and last words. It's probably
going to be poison. I'm going with the clown again.
Unfortunately, that's poison.
Ah.
But
they do have first and last.
Actually, the sexy pair won, but they won 11-8.
Who?
So you did pretty good.
They won?
They won, but only by 3 points. So you didn't get slaughtered, you did good, man.
Poison. Yeah, Spider-Man and Freeze in full effect.
Uh-huh. You ready, Ron?
I'm ready.
You ready, dude?
I'm ready, Slick, are you?
Oh yeah, take it down.
Girl, I must warn you, I sense something strange in my mind. Yo, situation is
serious.
Let's kill it cause we're running out of time.
Tell them, Rick. It's all so
beautiful. in some motion. Your age is the best thing in the world. She's so should drive you right out of your mind. Steal your heart when you're blind. Beware, she's scheming. She'll make you think you're dreaming. For a mellow fellow like the Vogue getting paid late, so better lay low. Scheming on hot money and the whole shit. The low pro ho should be cut like an afro. So what you saying, huh? She's winning you, but I know she's a loser. How did you know? Me and the crew used to do her.
Ave Maria. No, that was Poison by Velvet DeVoe. So we're gonna stop real quick and we're gonna do our fortune cookie.
I'm a fortune cookie.
So you wanna guess before I open it which one it's gonna be, if it's gonna be slime or oil and
gang? I'm pretty sure it's gonna cover the slime.
The first one's covered in slime?
Well, we only have one, so.
Okay.
Breaking the cookie open.
I want
you want the cookie?
Want
okay.
You can have half. I get to decide which half.
A sound mind and healthy body bring many happy events to your family.
In bed,
I think works better for that one. Covered in slime really doesn't work on that one. See, this is why I think we should guess beforehand.
I like that.
Movie reviews for movies we've never seen.
Cloverfield.
Okay.
A monster attack wreaks havoc on New York City, but with J.J. Abrams of Lost fame as the producer of this film, things are sure to be more complicated than that. So, of course, 10 stars. Moving along.
Oh, these guys doing the new Star Trek film.
No, I'm just kidding. 10 stars for me automatically. I'm sorry. I've been excited for this movie. I have extremely high expectations of it, but I have high hopes of it, too.
Not too high, dude. It's a monster movie. Come on.
It's just Godzilla, dude.
Yeah.
It's not Godzilla.
Yeah, you don't get to see him as much.
I heard it was a big rabbit.
No, it's a robot.
Or like
it's a robotic rabbit.
Oh, that's what it is.
Also, at the end of the movie, it turns out it's just a big episode of Aquatine Hunger Force.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes.
Well, then that sucks.
Fuck you.
No, man. Seriously, if that's the way the movie ended up, you'd be like, what the fuck?
Does
it have Matthew Broderick in it?
I'm going to have to give it a 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I just fed into the hype. I just love the way this movie was
presented. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the hype was cool. I mean, I get stoked every time I see the preview, but...
Yeah.
Like, I'm not... I mean, it's... Dude, it's a monster movie. I mean, it's not going to have too deep like a of really a story or anything.
On the monster movie.
Yeah, like kind of Save It Private Ryan on Meets a Monster movie.
Huh? They're calling it the
Saving Private Ryan, the whole shaky cam thing, you know? I mean, that's
the first time they ever had a shaky cam in a movie, it's Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, that was the first time that I ever saw it.
Shaky cam. Into the Blair Witch Project?
Like, huh?
Into the Blair Witch Project when it came out?
That wasn't before Saving Private Ryan.
NYPD Blue.
No.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
Cloverfield, okay.
We're still on that one? Yeah. Five, serious? Five.
Wow. That's not going to suck that bad.
Let's see.
That's just my opinion.
Right, this is true.
Let's just pass the newspaper for me. We've never done that before. So you pick the next one.
Charlie Wilson's War.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
It's got Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
A Texas politician and notorious playboy, played by Tom Hanks, is coaxed into aiding rebel soldiers in Afghanistan who are attempting to defeat invading Soviet forces in the late 1970s.
I don't think
that's Amber.
You're welcome, EVA.
That was awesome. Amber.
So Amber gives it one burp.
I'm gonna give it a four.
Four. Tom Hanks.
Yeah, but I mean, it looks.
I mean, that's a pretty bland movie description. I'm not.
Yeah, it's only about war.
Well, I saw the preview for it.
But yeah, I mean, how many times has that been done? I'm gonna say five.
I've never seen a movie about aiding rebels and.
Okay, there's a little movie called Tears of the Sun, which is about that exact topic. Except instead of that, fuck you. Instead of that, it takes place in Africa.
Yeah, Africa's been done like a billion times.
Well, and then
out of Africa.
And then there's Three Kings.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I haven't seen that all the way through.
That's more
like
of a heist movie to me.
Well, no, it starts as a heist movie and turns into a movie about guys helping rebels.
Well, this sounds more like, you know, like a serious movie.
Yeah, it looked all right.
I kind of thought that Three Kings was a serious movie. It had comedy in it.
It's a dollar movie, though, dude. I'd be pissed to spend $10 on that thing.
Well, I wouldn't pay $10. So, dollars, I'm not sure. Yeah.
I'm saying about five. What are you saying?
I watched that movie. I wait till my mom.
I'm saying four.
Let's do it.
He's saying four? Wow.
Jeez.
Amber,
I don't know.
You want to get some peer pressure?
It's kind of
peer so he doesn't rate it too high?
I'm gonna say seven.
Seven.
What?
I was hoping Amber could like give it a low rating, too.
He already gave my rating.
Oh,
you're saying seven too.
Yeah, he said I gave it one burp. So.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
One and a half burps.
Yeah, one and a half
like
burps.
A rating, so.
Mad Money. Three Federal Reserve employees, Diane Keaton, Queen Latifah, and Katie Holmes.
Oh, yeah, Katie Holmes, too.
Yeah.
Scientology nuts.
Yeah, right along with Tom Cruise.
That gives it an extra star right there.
Make plans to steal cash that is to be destroyed. What? Thanks for contributing to the recession, girls, really.
See, I've got that. I've seen it.
I think that might be the plot of Death Presidents. The whole burn, stealing the money that's going to be burned.
Oh, okay.
So, they'll probably mention in the movie.
That's what they did in Dead Presidents?
I gave it 6.9.
That's what they did in Dead Presidents?
I thought so. I thought they never actually got to the point
where they 6.9 stars.
Stole the money because they all got killed in the end or whatever.
Heist movie.
Psh. Yeah.
I'm still giving it a 6.
Probably like
a 6?
4 or 5.
It's not that great. As opposed to 10 for Cloverfield?
I didn't give it a 10.
I'm just citing as evidence.
And you gave it what?
Hardly that high.
No, what did you give the...
I gave it a 4.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with 4 again.
4?
She wants to see
that 4.
I said 4. Unfortunately, what people heard was...
the Cloverfield mom back.
My bad. Sorry about that.
Demon name myself!
This is shit I have to put up with every day, like, every 20 minutes. Of my life.
Well, it's a good thing you're flawless.
Yeah, thanks. That's sweet.
Hi, you put up with so much with me and said why.
Oh, the word sarcasm is totally not in the dictionary, dude.
Probably in the extended English dictionary.
Well, you got the pirates who won't do anything.
Oh, there you go.
A VeggieTales movie.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I like
Three veggie pals get the opportunity to prove themselves when they are magically transported back to the 17th century and become heroes.
Okay.
I'm going to probably say about 6 or 7 of them. I don't think it's going to be the best movie ever made, but, you know.
As far as kids go, they're probably going to get stoked on it.
Bible
they don't,
which Bible story is that based on? Because they usually try to
the one where Jesus gets in the pirate ship and he rapes some villages.
Forgiveness.
I'm just kidding. I'm serious. Probably about 7 or 8. I have high expectations on it. They just have. They
I
always
like
put.
Where they make Jesus walk the plank.
8?
That wouldn't work because
good
he beats her walking on the water.
That's the joke.
Well, you didn't really go there. I had to take it to the end. Where
you took it to the...
I think that the setup of that was a little flat. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to give you a joke about a 3.
Thanks.
I think that when it comes to computer-generated movies and stuff like that, I've always been impressed with every single VeggieTales and 3-2-1's Penguin episode I've ever seen. They're always really funny. The songs are really catchy and really well-written. There's always the right dosage of humor for the grown-ups.
I would shoot that shit over Dora any day, for sure. I mean, I like the VeggieTales you showed me.
Yeah, I like the VeggieTales.
And I'm always interested in...
I wouldn't pay $10 to see it, though.
I probably wouldn't pay $10 to see it, but, I mean, I did pay $10 to go see their first movie, and I...
Really?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it was $10. I paid full price to see it.
Well, yeah, I think it's like $9.75.
And it was pretty good. It was. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I would watch it again. And so, and the thing is, they're making it out of one of the most popular sets of characters, so, hey, there you go.
The Larry and the tomato, right?
Well, specifically them being the pirates who don't do anything.
Yeah.
The pirates that don't do anything.
That's something they've done before, the pirates thing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So, anyways, I'm saying 7 or 8. I have high expectations of that.
Okay.
Does what do you guys
still watch that shit?
I think I'm going to give it a 6.
Some random with it? So he's kind of a little old
for it. Oh, sure.
I always thought that kind of appealed to a pretty broad range of... Because it's still pretty deep, especially when it gets into the... You know, trying to translate a Bible story into...
One of the things I like about it, they never make the Bible,
it's
the biblical
like
elements ham-handed and enforced. They seem very natural.
Yeah.
They flow in very well, and they have a good job, they do a good job of weaving it in there. Sometimes you don't even realize it until you start thinking about it, because they make the morals pretty
straightforward.
Approachable and straightforward without being too much, so.
I'll give it 7.5.
Wow. Ed?
Yeah.
I think I'm going with a 6.
I will, because I want to.
I'm gonna concur with Ed.
I mean, it's not exactly The Incredibles, you know.
Well, see, now I would rate
Pixar
movies at a 10, so I'm not being like, you know.
Huh?
I rate the Pixar movies. I can't think of a Pixar movie I wouldn't rate at a 10.
Yeah. No.
But apparently you'd rather watch VeggieTales than watch Queen of Teeth.
That is true.
I'm sorry, dude, I'm gonna have to disagree with you.
Pirates who don't do anything VeggieTales movie, I wanted to see it.
I'm not too stoked on the heist movie, but you know, I mean, hey.
So
everybody
in general, do you like heist movies?
No, I liked what was it, Ocean's 11?
Mm-hmm.
I liked it. Yeah.
That I get. you need a strength most don't possess. Or has it ever come down to do or die? You got to rise above the rest. That I can. I'm not a coward, I've just never been tested. I'd like to think that if I was, I would pass. Look at the tested and prepare before the grace go on. Might be a coward, I'm afraid of what I might find out. Never had to knock on wood.
Have Perry Logan, but we're not going to have either this week. Instead, we're going to do something else.
Yay!
We have this new thing that this new guy I found online. There's actually a couple things I think we're going to start having, and this is one of them. His name is Yahtzee, which is probably not his Christian name, but
he's Muslim.
He's a video game reviewer, and let's just put it this way. He's from Australia, and second off, these reviews are about 4 minutes long typically, but the thing is, if he read them at the speed that most of us read them at, they'd probably be about 12 minutes long. But he's just absolutely just fascinating. So this is Yahtzee's review of the new Silent Hill game for PSP, and I'll just let him...
Do you got a PSP?
I'll just let him do his thing.
No, I used to have one.
Check it out. Yahtzee.
The guest spot.
Reviewers take every opportunity to fling their poo like angry chimpanzees, but don't think that ballistic shit is all I'm about. There are things that I love, and one of them is the Silent Hill series. Sometimes it's hard to tell if it loves me back, but like an abused spouse, I keep returning no matter how many times I get slapped about by his friends, Mr. Frustrating Combat, and Professor Dodgy Camera Positioning. What I love about Silent Hill is its absolutely peerless storytelling, which when compared to the general standards of writing in the games industry makes it look like Charles Dickens joining a forum for Invader Zim fanfiction. I still hold up Silent Hill 2 as the benchmark for video game storytelling and atmosphere. Yeah, the combat sucks in a rusty fire hydrant, but it's supposed to. You're supposed to be an ordinary dude, or dudette, trapped alone and scared in a hostile, oppressive environment, not Tommy Testosterone tits. The series dribbled away with Silent Hill 4, leaving me and many others with big old Silent Hill blue balls, but sooner or later it was inevitable that some prick would try to take my blue balls in hand and wring out some money to pay off his hookers, hence Silent Hill Origins, a new game exclusive to the PSP of all things, outsourced to Climax Studios, a Western developer who couldn't have missed the point worse if they fired in the wrong direction and the point was in a different country altogether. Climax Studios apparently looked upon Silent Hill's oppressive combat and decided it would be best improved for the addition of God Helper's QuickTime events. Also, you have 1 second to name any game in which weapon degradation has been a good idea. Time's up, that's what I thought. There's something very wrong about a katana that shatters after 5 or 6 hits, one that ostensibly isn't made out of glass or chocolate. This is balanced somewhat by the fact that you pick up a new melee weapon with every alternate step, but whenever a weapon breaks mid-fight, you switch immediately to the fists, leaving you to either slap the given monstrosity to death or let it chew on your ass while you dig another weapon out. It also raises the problem of where the main character found a body warmer that can store 18 portable television sets. But since I have such a huge stiffy for Silent Hill's story, I won't berate Origins too much for bad gameplay decisions, as blisteringly idiotic as they were, prefer, but in terms of gameplay that affects the story, there's a mechanic that allows you to shift at will between Silent Hill's trademark evil dark world and still evil but slightly less dark world, which in practical terms just means twice as many rooms you have to explore and is additionally rather detrimental to the atmosphere. Giving control of the reality shifts to the player removes the feeling given in the previous games that the main enemy was the town itself, a weird faceless malevolent toying with the clueless Berkey controlling out of some twisted grudge. But the Silent Hill in Origins doesn't seem to give two shits, and frankly I sympathise. Clueless Berk du jour is Travis, truckrun professional retcon who gets embroiled in the dealings of Silent Hill's friendly neighbourhood death cult circa 7 years before Silent Hill 1, when the town was still getting into the swing of things. He's also got a dark secret and a troubled past, the Silent Hill equivalent of a season ticket, but it's impossible to care about him because A, he's a breathtaking nonentity with all the emotion of a polystyrene block, and B, there's no reason for him to be in the town at all. There's no missing wife or daughter keeping him motivated. The only conceivable reason for not turning on his heel and fleeing with nary a backward glance or stop at the gift shop is sheer determined retardation. The end credits of the game makes a special point of thanking the fans, which makes sense because that's what it feels like, a fan game. Its thinking seems to be that it can repeat the Mastery's Silent Hill 2's storyline by tacking an arbitrary tragedy onto the main character's backstory and throwing in a transparent Pyramid Head wannabe, disregarding all the important things like pacing, atmosphere, and a genuinely tragic and sympathetic protagonist with more charisma than a moldy lemon. Silent Hill 4 The Room got a lot of deserved stick for some truly award-winningly bad game design, but I rate the story as one of the best in the series despite, and indeed partly because, it never actually goes to Silent Hill. And this is the thing, the first three sequels to Silent Hill all experimented with the concept, taking it to new and interesting places. Okay, maybe not so much Silent Hill 3, but shut up, I'm trying to make a point here. The point being that Origins is a pretender, nothing more. It does nothing but reiterate themes the series has already covered more competently. Call me a sniffy games are art phagmasexual. To me, the Silent Hill series is over, and if Silent Hill 5 convinces me otherwise, then I will remove three of my own vertebrae, curl my spine back, and eat my own ass.
Bite my own ass!
So that was Yahtzee. What do y'all think of Yahtzee?
I love Yahtzee. Yahtzee's great.
You guys see the, more Yahtzee on the show?
That's not the first one that I've seen from him. Of course, I am a pilot in some ways.
I've watched them all. They're all good.
It doesn't have anything to do with that, but I'm going to play it to St. Francis.
Oh, what was the one that, Blue Jays and Roses? Is that St. Francis?
That's my favorite special.
Yes, Blue Jays and Roses.
I'm not
Roses and Blue Jays, but...
Roses and Blue Jays.
Okay, we'll play that after this.
Today, my mother killed me.
If I'm alive by the time you find this, it's a miracle. What else can be said? A vision quest with infrared. I'm at a dead end. I bled slow from my chest, held my breath and did my best and never let go. I've lived a good life and never haven't compromised a thing. And if I couldn't write, I'd think of other ways to optimize my living. No wife, no kids, no anchors. Hand over fist to withhold this info from the bankers. Don't know my neighbors, didn't take a village to raise me. Small town mentality types thinking I'm crazy. I ain't as weird as they paint me. Off color, I'm more gutter punk than ritzy, more glitz and glamour than others. Motherfuckers left me lonely in this designated corner. Had a couple walls to build upon and made me a performer. Now shade me from the warmer weather, save me from the slaughterhouse. A crease between the pages where I try to hide my awful mouth. Speak discreetly to the sheets that seem to be hollow. Punch a ladder full of holes just for my swollen feet to follow. Support me all you want, don't let me drop or feel the land. I'm not gonna stop until God is my ceiling fan. Spare the lamb, save me from my former self. The crease between the pages is the line I cross and lost myself. Now this is my box. These are my walls. This is when time stops, and I'm all that ever was.
And I'm all that ever is.
And I'm all that ever will be. A freeze frame pine box soliloquy. Call me Francois.
Call me Francois.
Call me Francois.
Call me Francois.
Take what you can, leave what you must, cause you're coming with us.
Fuck are you coming with
fill
us?
Fill your bags with the rags that you wear and bare necessities, along with the dog tags and family recipes. Rest in peace, if you arrest the pace, move in haste. Godspeed, you black empress, get dressed, relate. She painted my head orange, carved my face with her tongue, emptied out my insides and lit the candle behind my eyes. At the strike of 12, the midnight winter queen, left with my life rival in a white limousine. When he made a dress twirl, it looked like a mushroom cloud. Everybody ducked down except for me.
That's my destiny.
He used a broken condom as a corsage. I watched him push the rusty pin through her prom dress into her heart. Kill me already, fill me with confetti, crush me up and sprinkle me over their wedding and her pregnant belly. I wasn't ready to suppress these memories. Undress the mammaries, forget the family, streamline the enemy, design the penalty. Cruel and unusual, commit the felony, unfit for prison duty. No man's an island, except for Island Man. He's a rock star. No man's an island, except for Island Man. He's a rock.
Call me Francois.
Call me Francois.
Call me Francois.
To go to church to hear the choir sing Roses and Blue Jays. Winter comes, game over. He's in the driveway removing snow with a flamethrower. Drives a hard bargain, knows how to get the deals. Spring fever hits, he needs a new set of wheels. Every year it never fails. Roaming around in his hometown, beachcombing Roses and Blue Jays. I'm a lot like my father. He knows he should go to work, but sometimes he doesn't bother. Reads books of every sort, gets all the news he needs from the weather report. The door stays open a few days and closes. What's more important than Blue Jays and roses? Son of a gun, the old man is something else. In addition to being a bullfighter and magician, he's a lazy river, a slow-moving train. Future Hall of Famer, playing through the pain. He's a grizzly bear. And do you know, one time he even saw a UFO. My dad's favorite things are roses and Blue Jays. I would say we're the same. More than a few ways, we're full of beans and big ideas. Cause I can't sleep, I'm not sure why he is. Wide awake and off to the races. Out of gas and lost in space. So full of beans and big ideas. Cause I can't sleep, I'm not sure why he is. Wide awake and off to the races. Out of gas and lost in space.
Excellent choice, Amber. I've actually listened to that one more than once, I don't think, so.
I like that one. That's my favorite song. Bill?
Really?
Yeah.
I have a lot of stuff I like by him. I dig that. I didn't give that one much of a chance, so.
Yeah, that's one of my On the Way to Work songs.
Huh, cool. That was, what, Roses and Blue
Roses
Jays?
Roses and Blue Jays. Winter
Coat. Yeah. Roses and Blue Jays.
That's a beautiful world. So.
So comforting.
Mildred reviews the world.
10 is the wild card. Great way to start this out.
The DP shield. How about that?
Yeah. The DP shield?
Yeah, it's kind of an idea. It's not necessarily something that is in...
Oh, go ahead.
Okay.
What is the DP?
The DP, yeah.
As in double penetration?
As in double penetration.
All right. They have a shield against that now?
No, it's actually, it was an idea that a friend of mine came up with, okay. Where it was one guy puts the shield over so their balls don't smack each other.
And how gay is your friend?
Well, no, he's not. He's not gay. He doesn't want his balls to smack his
Exactly.
That's gay.
That's the whole point of it.
So you're not...
So they're not rubbing up against each other.
What's that? I don't want to touch another guy's balls, much less touch another guy's balls with my balls. That's what I'm saying. Well, first off, real quick, just what's the logistics of this? Is it some sort of plastic, like, apron almost?
I have a feeling it hasn't quite been invented.
No, he hasn't invented it yet, but...
He's got to have some, like, schematic in his head.
No, he hasn't really,
put some porno in his mind.
Yeah.
Got it.
It was just the idea.
And he doesn't know how they're going to make it. Okay.
Yeah. Well, he hasn't decided on the material, you know. It's...
He's still in the research and development process.
For affordability, I think plastics would definitely the way to go.
Yeah. May or may.
Possibly.
I mean, you don't want, like, you know, sandpaper, you know.
This just be
some
like...
abrasive material.
To prevent bodily contact, or would you also be using some kind of plastic shield to prevent the balls from contacting, maybe, say, fake balls on some sort of attachment or something, or are we just talking, like, skin-to-skin contact?
Yeah, skin-to-skin contact.
Okay.
So,
not that I've ever been in a position to...
Sorry.
You
and those thumbs do not touch each other.
So let me get it straight. If you're in a position where you're simultaneously having sex with a woman with another man who's also having sex with her, you want to be able to...
It's not as much of an issue as feeling my balls touch like a chunk of plastic that it's
me.
Probably wedged between my...
Yeah, I'm kind of trying to figure out how it would work. Like, I'm envisioning, like, some sort of, like, big wedge-shaped, arrow kind of shaped sheet of plastic that's got, like, leather straps on the sides as it goes out that are kind of circular so that they go around the legs. And they're just kind of there, and, you know, so a big barrier, you know. So the woman's legs are kind of restrained, unfortunately.
Maybe they should just do it through a hole in the sheet. It'd be like orthodox.
Oh, wow.
Irritants.
That's actually not a...
Yeah.
So, the Pope approves of your double penetration method. So, no thumbs up at all? No.
It wouldn't necessarily be a DP shield. It would be a ball
shield.
Yeah, a ball shield.
But see, it would only be for the purpose of during DP.
Gotcha.
Yeah, your friend is a failure. Sorry.
No. You better tell them. But we did give it a great deal of rumination. Hey,
you're not turned.
See, you wasted what you suggested with the wild card because now you're on an 8, which is an idea or a concept.
Yeah.
Dubai and how it closely relates to Las Vegas as being a plastic artificial society.
Dubai, yes. I want to go to Dubai on holiday. Dubai?
Yeah.
No.
Seriously?
No, all I can think of is DeVry.
DeVry.
That's capital of the United Arab Emirates. They built like that island and the world islands. Seen that shit?
The place for the entire island is completely manufactured. Like, it didn't exist. They built the island itself.
It's like an island version of Las Vegas. A couple years ago, all that this was water and desert. And now there's just a sprawling society.
I have heard of this place.
Yeah, top of the line vehicles because this place is just flowing with money.
Yeah, and why is that?
Oil.
Yeah, I thought it was the prince that was backing all that, right?
Yep. Fucking fascists. As we play with our balloons.
So,
as we play with our
I had like a complete brain fart, dude. Like, what am I supposed to be? I'm supposed to.
No, but she already gave a suggestion.
That was your high air concept that I
the idea of Dubai or of an artificially created
city. Just wonderland
really
out
like
of
a
the desert.
Unlike all those other cities which are not artificially created.
But this is the land that the buildings are on is artificially created.
Yeah, Dubai, I think it's his way.
Three thumbs up.
You're not allowed to give thumbs up.
No, he said three thumbs up earlier.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm going to say three thumbs down because it's going to be like a ghost town.
In 20 years.
Really? What do you say that?
It's just such an artificial creation. I as soon as they
outdo it,
the system breaks. I mean, I don't know how they get all the water there. It's all desalination or whatever.
Huh.
Okay. I mean, if we lose oil as a valuable commodity.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, that is probably going to happen sometime soon. What do you think, Hubbard?
Unless this.
Hubbard means Hubbard. According to Hubbard, we have 2 years.
According to the Mayans, we have until December 12th, 2012.
Yeah, the Mayans, the ancient Mayans, were saying that our cars would stop working. number 7 is an event.
And Martin Luther King shooting.
Oh yeah, Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday is.
It's Monday. It's being celebrated.
Probably come and gone since when this airs, but.
So yeah, Martin Luther King. I'll give him.
No, the assassination.
Yeah.
The event. Martin Luther King wasn't himself.
Oh yeah. Well, that doesn't. I don't know if that deserves anything. So.
You said it did. Did you hear any of us say?
I'm just musing.
This is a good thing.
I'm just wondering about it. You know, I'm gonna say -3 thumbs though.
So yeah, that's pretty much. Oh, we got one more. 3 is a book.
Yeah.
This is The Onion, Our Dumb World. It's an atlas.
It's pretty close inside.
Written by The Onion. Now, this is their little bit, their little synopsis of Iraq. This starts off, it says, Iraq, they had it coming. In 2003, the United States invaded Iraq in retaliation for countless atrocities committed by the nation, including the gassing of Kurdish villages, the 1990 invasion of Kuwait, the events of 9/11, the sinking of the Titanic, the Hindenburg explosion, and the Holocaust. Although Iraq-U.S. relations became strained in 1963 when Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein assassinated John F. Kennedy, tensions reached a head on September 11, 2001. On this day, the nation of Iraq flew 2 commercial airliners into the World Trade Center, killing thousands of innocent Americans in the worst attack on U.S. soil since Iraqi pilots bombed Pearl Harbor. Despite criticism for its ensuing invasion, the U.S. claimed that stabilizing Iraq was the only way to prevent another nuclear attack like the one carried out on Hiroshima and Nagasaki by Iraq. The U.S. plans to continue occupying the nation until Iraq either returns the kidnapped Lindbergh baby or admits to all acts of unjust violence for which it is responsible, including the Boston Massacre, a series of shark attacks in the summer of 1998, and the U.S. invasion of Iraq. That last part was like the part that drove it into pure genius, in my opinion, because...
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Good
stuff.
I give it 2.5. I give it 2 and then a nub.
We're not allowed to give thumbs, but I would like to give a 1 thumb down. And it's kind of not necessarily their fault. But when you read the book, one of the problems with it is that it tends to be the same jokes over and over again, just rewritten because so many of the places are suffering from so many of the same problems and they're trying to exaggerate the problems. So... like when you get to the whole chapter on Africa, some of those countries, it's like, I'll give you an example. This is on the map. Defenseless 9-year-old who never thought her first, second, third time would be like this. And then, let's see.
Yeah, no, it's wrong.
And then, this is from the Botswana chapter. A child's doll orphaned by AIDS.
It's horrible. That is bad.
I say, okay, like, here's a good example. This one says, you don't even want to know what goes on here. Okay? And then you go over here, and it says, opposite of what's happening here, actually quite heartening. So, I mean, they're basically, that's the same joke, essentially.
Yeah.
And that's what kind of, but see, they're working with, I mean, really.
Really sad stuff.
You know, and it's the same thing with the South America, you know, and when they get in the Middle East, it's like all the jokes about oil. So.
Do you got any broken social scene?
Yes, I do, actually. Yeah. Let's listen to Broken Social Scene with Hand Jobs for the Holidays, since that's the most intriguing title of this whole thing. I have no idea what this is about.
How are you doing, Mom?
Okay. just for love.
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 Imogen Heap, or Imogen, I guess, I don't know. There's no E on the end of Imogen, so I'm assuming it's Imogen. keep with Just For Now perform live. I don't know if that's an album track or what. I know where it's from. That was my first exposure to her, and I really dig what I heard there. So you know. But that's this. You've been listening to podcast number 47. You have a good time, Ed.
Oh, great! Thanks, dude.
You come back?
Yeah, I'll be back.
Yeah,
huh? Well, I just gotta loosen up a little bit.
Dave,
that's all.
Dave is Dave.
No, me. Oh. I got to just kind of get used to how everything.
Well, you'll be more familiar with how the show operates. You'll be more prepared next time.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you need to loosen up.
Yeah.
In general. Seriously.
Any shout-outs? Well, obviously, shout out to Dave Dewan and to well, Dunderworks, Dave 420.
What's her name?
What is her name?
Who?
Dave's sister.
Michelle.
Michelle. Mishi.
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 Yeah.
Ma Bell.
Oh, great.
I got the old communication. So, yeah, any other shout? You got any shout-outs, Ed?
Shout-out to myself. That's about it.
Shout-out very existential.
Shout-out to Zeus. Come back, Zeus. We miss you. We miss you, honey.
It's been thousands of years.
Yeah. Well, shout out to Paul and Nick and Tamika for thinking ever got on the show. They were supposed to, never called. Son of a bitch. Yeah. Must be.
I have no shout out.
Not even a second
shout out. I have a shout out to my bed, which I'm sure is warm and cozy, and it's not even that late. I'm tired.
What time is it?
That'll be 10:30.
Good God!
I have to be at work at like 8:15
on Sunday.
No, but I am trying.
Are you
no?
I'm trying to keep the same schedule.
Isn't this a 3-day week?
What?
Yes, it is.
So cut loose.
I haven't been sleeping well the last couple nights, and I'm
still just tired, man.
I'm still just tired.
You're tired. Shout out to
Senior
Bill Gates. Congratulations on retiring.
Wow. About time you retired.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ron Paul.
Yay!
Yeah, Ron Paul.
South Carolina.
I went to the primary today and I voted for the snowball that will be placed in hell.
That's cool, man.
AKA Ron Paul.
You vote for him. Feel good about your vote, then that's all that should really matter.
But unlike the rest of you fuckers, I voted for someone I actually believe in.
Please remember to send all email, all hate mail, and all comments to ebaofvn@gmail.com and sirmildredpierce@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
All right, I'm out of here.
Anyway, this has been it's been nice having you on the show, Ed.
Yeah, dude.
Episode 47, and see y'all later.
Thanks, guys. Like this.
Fancy jive means, but I like the sound of it.
Oh. Pan kakaru chakalafuru. I know Japanese. Yay.